You're listening to SBS News.
From now on, any asylum seeker who arrives in Australia by boat will have no chance of being settled in Australia as refugees.
On the 19th of July 2013, Australia's then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd made the announcement that would mark the beginning of 6 years of offshore detention. It was targeted at people smugglers and was aimed at stopping drownings at sea. Early this year, Kevin Rudd defended his actions, saying that the drownings stopped. He blamed successive governments for continuing what was meant to be a temporary policy to last only 12 months, to be subject to review and conducted to meet the UN standards on the proper humanitarian conditions for asylum seekers. The late Nauru president, Brent D'Abbado, told SBS in March he regretted striking a deal with then-Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard in 2012 for his impoverished island nation to once more be used for offshore processing.
The arrangement I had, I thought I was helping. But it's been changed into not much of a help. It became from a helping hand to a closed fist. And that's a big regret.
Hugh de Kretser, Executive Director of the Human Rights Law Centre, says all Australian governments that allow the policy to continue have responsibility for the harm suffered by refugees and asylum seekers in offshore detention.
It's an awful milestone. 6 years, 2,191 days, over 3 million minutes and counting. It's an awful milestone for the 800 men and women who are still held on Nauru and Manus. And it's also a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for the Australian public to demand action from the Morrison government to fix this and end this suffering now. It's a wake-up call for our politicians to take action to bring people finally, ensure they can have freedom and safety off Manus and off Nauru.
Greens Senator Nick McKim has travelled to Manus Island for the first time since his last visit in 2017. The senator was granted a 12-month multiple entry visa by the Papua New Guinea government, but has been refused permission to enter the detention centre on Manus Island. He has since been deported by PNG authorities, allegedly over concerns about negative reporting on the conditions on Manus Island. Speaking to SBS News ahead of the trip, he says it's important that Australians know what is going on inside the Australian-run detention centres.
And everything I hear is that it's never been worse on Manus Island than it is today. So I'm bracing myself for seeing people who are sick, who are desperate for freedom and safety, but who don't and can't see a pathway to a future. And I'm sure it's going to be very confronting, but it's important that people in my position travel there to see for ourselves how terrible it is, so that we can represent these innocent people in the public debate in Australia.
He says 6 years is much too long.
This is a dark and bloody chapter in Australia's story, and it's time that this chapter was drawn to a close and that the men on Manus Island and the men and women still on Nauru get the freedom and safety they so desperately need and that they deserve.
Around 450 asylum seekers are on Manus Island and another 350 on Nauru. Kurdish refugee Buruz Bouchani says 6 years on Manus Island has fundamentally changed him.
Hopeful, positive person, but after 6 years living in circumstances like this, of course, my body damaged a lot, my soul damaged a lot, you know, mentally, physically. So it's not only me, you know, hundreds of people damaged physically and mentally under this exile policy. And 12 people died in Manus Island and Nauru. Of course, it's too many years.
Senator McKim says Australia's policies on refugees and asylum seekers need to change.
From polling in Australia, there are many millions of Australians who don't support what has been done to these innocent people, and it's time that the major parties, both of whom are culpable in this country, reframed their policy settings to reflect basic Australian values like fairness, like egalitarianism, like a fair go, and compassion. And if we did that, then we would find solutions for everyone who's left exiled on Manus Island and Nauru.
Figures compiled by the Refugee Council of Australia show that in the 2018-19 financial year, the cost of detaining someone for a year in offshore detention was $573,000. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.